The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time to speak about a bit of a innovation and a fresh approach, really, on how to play the game, how to maybe take those shots as well. We hear from Michael Joseph. And Michael, thanks for your time. You're involved in the men's and mixed game. So tell me a little bit, first of all, about this idea that you've been developing.
Sure. So I guess the background here is that mid-court players will know that you can happily and easily pivot when you're taking a penalty pass or a free pass. And the same principle can basically be applied for goal shooters and goal attacks when they're taking shots to creep a little bit closer to the goal. And that is that people who are taking shots will be very familiar with the idea of receiving the ball from up court, pivoting on the heel, and then in doing so, getting a little bit closer to the goal, about a foot or so, depending on how big your feet is. And so the idea that I've started using in it to some effect has been to do the same thing when taking a penalty pass, and that is to line up facing away from the goal, immediately pivot on your heel, and in doing so, creep a little bit closer to the goal to take a shot.
Have you been working on this idea for a while? How much development had gone into it, and when did you first have the chance to try it out?
So I've only really been using it this northern summer through the English men's and mixed league. And you know, fundamentally, it's not a particularly complicated idea in that players of all netball players will be familiar with the idea of pivoting.
Yeah.
And so once I thought to myself, hey, is this possible? Checked out the rules, and the rules are pretty clearly allow for pivoting when taking penalty passes or penalty shots. And so it's something I've been using to some effect. And my philosophy here is every little bit helps. And so if you can be a couple of inches closer to the basket, then that means that you're probably going to be a couple of percentage higher on your shooting. And, you know, that could mean the difference between losing by a goal, tying, or winning by a goal.
You mentioned it a little bit there, but give us an idea of some of your weekly participation.
Yeah, so I have played this for the last couple of years in the English men's and mixed league. In addition, here in the Isle of Man, we have the beginning this year of our second season of a men's league. And so that's been an opportunity for me to get involved and to play and to try to, and learn the sport myself. And in addition, I do a whole lot of umpiring at the Grade C umpire myself. The Isle of Man, it's only 85,000 people, so it's a relatively small community compared to some bigger areas. And we now have three men's teams, and they play in a dedicated men's league. Obviously, only three teams, so we're playing against each other. But it does mean that every game counts towards the end of season.
And just improving the game over there, isn't it, as well? Really good.
Exactly, and it's a good opportunity for different people to get involved in the sport. And it really is expanding the game to people of all genders. And so one of the things that I think has been really impressive is that so many men, whether it be fathers, boyfriends, husbands, and just friends who have turned up and supported people playing netball very early on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, they've become interested in the game. And so now we see that there are people who are able to get involved, they're able to play and to have a little bit of fun doing it.
So what kind of reaction has it had from others that have seen it and are maybe giving it a go for the first time?
Let me tell you, the opposition players seem to hate it.
That'll do the job done.
Because so this idea of pivoting and getting a little bit closer, it is certainly unusual, and it's not something that is widespread. It's a new idea that I've been used. But on the other hand, the umpires who are familiar with the rule, you know, they know rule, you know, 6-19, which says that a player taking a sanction must obey the footwork rule once it has been set. And that includes permission to pivot. And so umpires have raised their eyes and they might be surprised by the action. But on the other hand, it's certainly compliant with the rules, and there's not really any credible doubt that it is. And so in that sense, the opposition players don't like it, but the umpires permit it, and my coaches tend to roll their eyes.
There's a video explainer as well on your website as well with more information, isn't there? Do you want to remind us of that?
Yeah, or on YouTube. And so if you can just type in Joseph, which is my surname, JOSEM, penalty shot, and that'll find it pretty easily. And it's it shows the mechanics of it. It's very simple. And, you know, like, let me be very clear. There is no great intellectual leap here. It's just a different way of doing something that we've all done a million times as shooters. And hopefully it's interesting and useful to players right around the world, because I know that people, you know, do enjoy your podcast here, Andy, and hopefully it helps them as we get into the northern winter and the southern summer. They can use it in their own games and leagues and hopefully improve their shooting by a few percentage.